So, as I said, you're all very welcome to the Certificate in Credit Management. This is what, nearly 16 years now since we've been running the Certificate in Credit Management, which is fantastic. And I suppose just to give you a bit of background on what we're trying to achieve here. One of the things we're trying to achieve is to get credit management to be recognised as a profession. That's it in a nutshell. It's always, in my belief, it's the most important job in the business. Like, anybody can spend money. It's getting it in is the hard part, isn't that true? And anybody who's involved in credit, it is the most difficult and the most vital area in any business. And any business that fails, fails because they run out of money. That's the only reason. They can come up with all these fancy notions about market share and all this sort of... No, they go out of business when they run out of money. And somebody says, you know, in terms of profit and loss, you can lose money lots of times. You can only run out of money once. Because people in this country are funny. If they don't get paid on Friday, they don't turn up on Monday. which is funny because initially they would, by the way. Initially there's this thing of a job for life. And even if a company, I know people in Italy who work for a company for 4 months and haven't got paid. Anyway, that's just a cultural thing. So, Certificate in Credit Management. And hopefully at the end of this process, there's a few things we want to give you. One, yes, knowledge. That's fantastic. We're also going to give you practical stuff that you can go away and do. Is that all right? Because that's very important. Because you need stuff that you can do that'll make a difference to your job as well. What I hope you walk away with is obviously a qualification. So as a qualified credit controller, that puts you above everybody else on the pecking order, which is good as well. Good morning. You are welcome. Welcome. No, look at seven years old.
It's great to see you.
No, I'll leave that because it's like I'm recording it just that you know, because a couple of you can't make it, so that's that. I have registration form, set your details, there's your folder so you can write on that. I have and sign sheet, yeah. So a qualification, you know, and you know, once you have a qualification, you have a certificate in credit management, that puts you at the top of the pile as far as I'm concerned. And so one is, look, we're here to help you get the qualification. That is number one. We want to, though, improve you. So there are other areas as well, particularly on collections. I think collections is probably the most practical of all the subjects, where we'll give you approaches and how to understand people and get into their heads. But I'll get into that in more detail later on. How the whole course works, there are four subjects that we cover. There's law. And why do we cover law? Because it's important that you get a flavour, because we do get involved in legal battles. We do need to know if there's a contract in place. We do need to know lots of other stuff. What can we say to people? You know, and I think law, while it is and I'm not going to make any excuses, it is probably the most difficult of the subjects. It's probably one of the most difficult subjects because it's almost a different language unto itself. It's a great confidence booster. And just knowing how the country works, how the legal system works, how what you can do and what you can't do is a great confidence booster. So stick with law. It takes a bit of getting used to. It's worth it in the end. Is that okay? So that's your confidence booster. The second one is collections. And these are two subjects we're covering this term. And collections is exactly what it says it is. It's about collecting money, what to do, how to do it. And it goes into all the details, the excuses, the different personalities, all the different stuff to equip you better to deal with people more professionally. All right? And the one thing that I will say to me in credit control, there are three priorities. All right? Number one priority is why you're getting paid, which is to get the money. Agreed? So number one, get the money. Very close number two is keep the customer. Because we can get the money and abuse and upset and insult people, and that's not really very good. Now, there's a few we're going to lose along the way, and some would be glad to lose. So look, we get to that when we get down to the legal end where they're not responding. If we never see them again, it'll be too soon. So Yes. We want to keep 99.5% of our customers. So get the money, keep the customer. And there's a third element that's very important as well, which is to stay sane yourself. Would you agree it can be stressful from time to time? Particularly when you're dealing with people who are making promises and you go, so I think we all have moments like that. So it's how you cope with that yourself. So the three elements are covered in the course and in the connections course. Is that all right? So what we will do is each of the four subjects is divided into four modules. Then just to let you know, I go through the dates with you as well. Then in September, then we come back and we do credit management, which is credit management from start to finish. You know, a lot of people, you know, what do you work at? I'm in credit management. Oh, you're a debt collector. No. Because I do think the profession has kind of an image problem that we really need to address. And even the session on Thursday looks at that as well in terms of the whole image of credit as an important business function. So that's that. So we do credit management, which is literally from opening a new account through admin, money in the bank, you know, the whole sphere. And one of the things that I'm toying with at the moment in terms of credit management, I just feel the broader the base, the better it is. So there are some credit people who get a ledger and they start with the ledger. You know, there's your ledger, go and get it. You know, oh my God. Then we can take a step back where the credit controller is responsible for opening the new accounts. So now at least you've a chance to get to decide who you're going to do business with. So that's preferable, I think. Then if we take a step back and look at the sort of order to cash process. And lately I've been sending out the notion of lead to cash for credit management. And what lead to cash is, it's just taking it back another step. Have you ever had a row with a sales guy who came in with an account application form and you said no? And they go, but, you know, like, yeah, he's a great guy. And you're going, cowboy. So we all have these, and then the rows. And then, to me, the most upsetting part of that row is that he goes to his sales manager, he goes to the managing director, he goes to the finance director, he comes back to you and says, will you open that account? Yeah? Now, if you're going to get personally offended by that, you know, then that's your choice. And my advice to you is not to take it as choice. If the managing director approves it, yes, you say, you know, that you've had your say, I'm not happy with this. The MD says, go ahead and open it. Are you ready for this? This is the first thing, your first lesson in credit management, this happened last September. You hand them the new accounts application form and you say, well, if you approve it, can you sign that? Approved. I'm not happy, but if you're the boss, if you want it opened, I'd open it. Yeah? And make sure they write their name in ink on the bottom of it, because they will deny all knowledge when it all goes pear-shaped in 6 months' time. Well, who opened that account? But nobody told me. Yeah, we did. And we had the row. And, you know, sometimes you don't even have to say, I told you so. And once that happens two or three times, maybe I should listen to her. Maybe I should listen to them. Yeah, they do know stuff. So, and you can go alongside those. So that's credit management. The reason I'm talking about lead to credit to cash is that if you have a chat, the reason you have the big row with the rep is he's invested time, effort and money into that. Yeah? Whereas if you said to him, what are your five leads at the moment? Who are you chasing? Oh, I'm chasing these five. Let me have a look at them. Yeah, look, those four are brilliant. That one, you'll be cash. Mm. And then if he knows at the outset, then we have less rows. And any life that has less rows is good. And then the fourth subject, and maybe for some of you, this might be the tough one, because people either find law tough or risk. Risk is all about numbers, and numbers can scare some people. And it's about sums, and it's about accounts, and accounting, and financial accounts. And what this is going to equip you with is to be able to look at a set of accounts and say, yay or nay. So you understand how the accounts are made up. And then you'll develop some your own scoring models to be able to vet, rather than relying on Dun & Bradstreet or Experian or worse, Credit Safe or Visionet, I think. Because I question some of their scores and credit lines, you're going, ah, where are they getting that number from? So on that basis, you're able to do this yourself. So that's what the risk subject's all about. So it is an interesting, all-encompassing course, and I hope you find it interesting. So that we'll worry about that in September, those two subjects. So for now, it is law and collections. So in your pack, the first page, that is the... So how does it work? How it works is, every Monday, or if it's a bank holiday on a Tuesday, we will send you a module. So this Monday, Paul will be sending out your Law Notes 1. Okay? So that is a set of notes in law with all the material that you need. Is that okay? What he will also send you, and he'll go through this in more detail when he's talking about law, he will also send you a short test. It's 10 questions based on the material that you've been given. Is that all right? So what you do is, if you're clever, you'll probably print out the short test and leave it beside you when you're reading your notes, but then maybe it's not for me to tell you that, rather than reading the notes and then going back afterwards. So that's my advice to you. Because the answers to the questions are in the notes. All right? So you read the notes, you answer the questions, and then you send that short test back to us next Monday. So the law tests you will send to Paul, so you will receive it this Monday coming, you will send it back the following Monday. Is that all right? Paul will then mark it and say, yeah, you got 5 out of 10 or 4 out of 10 or whatever you got, tell you the ones that you didn't get right and explain that to you. So we give you feedback all the way. Is that okay? So that is the short test. Then the following week you get your first set of collection notes. Now the collection notes, not to get a fright when you see the collection notes, because the collection notes, there's a lot more pages in the collection notes. If you go, oh my God, it was that hard to read, that few pages in law, you know, all these pages in collections, where are we going here? Collections are going to be much easier to read, because it's kind of English and it's kind of stuff that you know. So it's not as daunting as the law. Law, you have to read every sentence twice just to make sure you understand what's going on. So the next week you get your collections notes. Same rules apply. There is also a workbook in for law, just because we know it is a bit more difficult. So the workbook you'll get with law is, as you go through the notes, it says you now will be able to answer the first three questions in the workbook. Go to your workbook, say, what is the sources of Irish law? Bump, 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 I know that. Then you move on. If you don't know, go back and read it. So it just checks, rather than get to the end of the chapter and I know none of this, it's sort of checking you know it as you go along. So that's that. And in terms, like, as long as you do it sometime between Monday and the following Monday, you know, your time is your own. It's probably best if you block off a couple of hours, say on a Wednesday night when there's nothing happening, or maybe Monday night when you get it, or whatever, you know, so you have your own schedule on that. Is that okay? So as long as it's in the following Monday, that's fine. So the collections notes, so the workbook is there for your own benefit to help you. Then you send in your tests, and there will be a short test in collections as well. Same rules, get it on a Monday, send it back the following Monday. Okay. Any questions? Probably email us is the best way of approaching this, but my phone is on. Now the only thing I'll warn you about my phone being on, I do training for a living. So if I'm training in Cork on a Tuesday, my phone is off from 9 to 5. So if you want an instant response from me, it ain't gonna happen. If I'm sitting at the desk, I'm pretty good. If I'm at the desk and you write to me, I'll reply straight away. I'm pretty good like that. If I'm not there, I'm not there. So again, just to manage your expectations. I'm around most evenings because I have a sad life. So that's that. So you see, so I have the dates all here. So you get your notes, your short test, you send them back, you get your next notes, send them back. We have a break then, just at the bank holiday weekends in June. Then you'll see on the 14th of May. On the 14th of May, you'll get your... Is that right? Yeah. The 14th of May, you get your law assignment. So you get your first two set of notes, and that's brilliant, and you get your assignment. Paul will go through the assignment. You will be elevated to the position of a judge. Okay? And you will be presented with the facts of the case, and you will then adjudicate upon it. Is that all right, Your Honour? Now, just, and I'm sure Paul will go through this in far more depth when he's talking about law, the only advice I would give you, I do not care about your opinion. Is that okay? So you are in a judgely role. It is not your opinion that we're looking for. You say, I am making this decision based on the facts, based on previous cases, based on... So you must have something to justify the decisions that you come to. Do you understand? So it's not, I think you should hang him. That's fine. In Murphy versus Jones in 1802, when the same thing happens, he was hung. Therefore, so law is very logical like that, based on precedent, based on legislation, based on constitution, based on, you know, and you get a huge respect for the judiciary. What a complicated job they do. So that is that. Let me take a break. Now, look, I know we're going through July and August, and you're sitting there going, I have holidays booked.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine. The break will kind of catch up. If you say to me, look, Dick, I'm away for the last week in May, we can do one of two things. We can either send you notes early, or give you an extra week on getting the short test back. Are you with me? So we're not going to, you know, and particularly it's a small group. So it's not as if we have, you know, 40, 50 people and everybody doing their own thing. Because I don't know about you, but I know I like to sit down and do all the tests together as much as I can. Mm-hmm. And you get into the sort of mold, and then you remember the answers yourself, so you can go through it more quickly when you have them all together. And if you've stragglers, so I'm there doing all my short test ones, you know, boom, 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 send out the answers, great. Then I go on to my short test twos, and I'm going through them, and here in the middle is the short test one, I'm going, here, I've forgotten all this stuff myself at this stage, you know? And it just sort of gets into a mess. So all I ask you is, stick to the dates as best you can. I know there's going to be month ends, there's going to be quarter ends, there's going to be pressure, there's going to be whatever. Look, that's the real world that we live in. If you're a bit late with a short test, that's fine.
Let us know.
Let us know would be the best. Yeah. Thing, I'm worried.
Otherwise, you start doubting whether or not you got the notes in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. So on that basis, just let us know, and you're fine. And if it's a week, if you're on away for 2 weeks. And the last thing I want you doing is studying on holidays. Is that all right? And in fact, what's worse than studying on holidays is working on holidays. It's called a holiday. You leave your laptop, your mobile, everything behind you, and you spend time with the people who are important to you. Is that all right? These people sent in emails on their holidays. No. Sorry, I work hard enough when I'm there, and that's that. So that goes, and we've a couple of breaks built in to give everybody a chance to catch up, which is grand. Then at the end, we will send you some revision notes, and we will send you a mock exam. So you know what the exam is going to look like. Now, obviously, the questions in the mock won't be the questions on the real one. That might be a clue too. So a mock exam that you know what you're doing. The advice there is to sit down, create an exam environment for yourself, block off 2 hours, sit down and do the exam. Is that okay? Without the notes. And you know what the hardest part of doing in the 2 hour exam is? Writing for 2 hours. When was the last time you wrote with a pen for 2 hours? It's killing. So just even that practice alone, you know, and then being able to read what you write after 45 minutes. It is kind of good. Is that okay? So that's that. So you get your mock exam, and then you do that on your own back, and then we come back in then, and we'll have a revision session. So I go through the dates. So I just all the dates laid out there. So stick those dates in your diary as to when they're due. That's fine. And the assignments, you'll get 4 assignments, 2 in collections, 2 in law, and you have 2 weeks to complete each assignment. Okay, so it's kind of a nice pace, and it sort of rolls along, which is fine. That's that. Revision. The revision is on the 25th of August, which is a Saturday, and that'll be back here on the 25th of August. And then the exams are on the Saturday, the 8th of September. So from 10 to 12 we have law, and from 2 to 4 we have collections. Now, that is also in this building, not in this room, because I don't know about you, I wouldn't be happy doing an exam on one of those kinds of things. So we have one of the I think it's one of the lecture theatres where there's proper desks. Is that okay? So it is in this building on this floor, but it's over there somewhere, I think. My sense direction is pretty awful as well. Is that all right? So that's that. So then how it works, you can read that faster than I can, so that's fine. If you haven't got your notes by next Monday, you're sending them out.
Do a shout. Yeah.
Because sometimes, I don't know whether I can't read your writing or, put an O instead of an A or something in your email address. So if you haven't got it by...
I normally send them out on... I won't be sending them out tomorrow because it'll probably be Monday by the time we have it all sorted and all the email addresses in line. But I normally send them out on Sundays. So definitely by close of business Monday if you haven't got it.
Just drop Paul a note and say, "Haven't got me notes." And then he'll reply and update the email address and all that kind of stuff. So that's grand. So that's the law. Read and understood. Short test, please. Workbook stream for own use. You have your folder so you can pop your notes in the folder. There's our mobile numbers as well. So, and just for my mobile number, just to let you know, if something not course related, you get a notice of a creditor's meeting and you go, "Geez, what's this?" Just say, "Deck, what do I do with this?" Because nobody knows what to do with those creditor's meetings, by the way. and some people make the sin of signing them and sending them back, which is the worst thing you can do with them. Anyway, we'll talk about that in credit management. But look, if something like that happens, or even if there's a thing just that comes up and you say, "How do I handle this?" Just give us a shout or drop us an email. And it can be more helpful than you might think. For myself, maybe I should have introduced myself at the start. I'm Declan Flood. I have worked in credit management my whole life. Until 18 years ago when I gave it up. I set up this Irish Credit Management Training. Because I've been a credit manager, I've been a credit controller, I've been there on the trenches, so I know the game. I spent a number of years with the Institute of Credit Management. I was chief executive there for a number of years. And I've just been always involved in education and training within credit. It's one of my passionate areas at this stage. Now we'll talk about the Institute in a minute, or maybe not. But I'll get to that. The Institute have decided to wind up operations in their wisdom, which is that's their wisdom. But that's that. So the great thing is this course is now being accredited by an international organisation called AICDP, which is the Association of Credit. I'll get to that in a minute. And I think, David, you met them on Thursday. They're a serious bunch of people, aren't they?
Serious operators, yeah.
Yeah. And what I'm hoping is by exposing you to these guys, credit directors, why not? I'm not a credit director because nobody told me I could. I'm telling you again. Yeah? So that's that. Yeah, marks. You get 10% for your 4 short tests. It's 2.5% each. You get 10% each for your 2 assignments. So then the other 70 marks then comes from the exam. Now you have to pass the exam. You can't get 30 and then get 10. So you still have to pass the exam because your brother, the lawyer, could be doing your short test for you. We trust you.
But.
Ronald Reagan said when he's talking about the Russians, one of my favourite lines is, "Trust but verify." So we trust you to do it and then we verify by getting into a room for an exam. Is that all right? 40%. So 40% is all you need to pass it. So in terms of panicking, there's 4 modules, there's 8 questions on the exam paper. Work that out, Einstein. There's going to be 2 from each section. Yeah? So the 8 questions on the exam paper, you only have to answer 4. So if there's one module that you hate, ignore it. Yeah, okay, now you have to answer 4 out of 6. It's going to reduce your choice on the exam paper. Boo-hoo. Are you with me? And then, of the half that you know, you only have to get 40% to pass the exam. So, is it doable? Of course it's doable. And you should have quite a few of the marks amassed with the assignments and but you'll know what that is in advance. So, okay. Now, having said that, and I don't want to make it sound like a gimme, people who stick with the program, send in the weekly tests, send in the assignments, turn up to the revision, turn up to the exam, get through. People who don't. people think they're smart, they'll sit down the week before the exam and read it all and they'll be grand. They don't. I've worked in collections all my life. I can answer a paper on collections. No, you can't. Is that all right? So just to, you know, call that security. I think
I have a different way of the
memory. Yes, you do.
Sorry
about that.
Sorry.
That's next year. Next year. Because the option is obviously they're standalone. So it's 1 year for the certificate and then there's a second year which is a diploma that goes into the management area of it, you know. So that's that. So sorry about that. Yes. There's the marking structure, so when you get your letters, it'll be distinction, merit, pass. Yeah? Failure is not an option. And that's the marking structure. Student cards. We have student cards. You might as well. Yeah? So, the instruction there, can you email me or WhatsApp me a photograph? All right? So, and it doesn't have to be too, you selfie with a phone will do just perfect. Is that okay? Now make sure, because I'm terrible with names and faces, so just make sure your name is on it. Please give you WhatsApp it to me, you know, I go, who's this? Yeah, she looks familiar, I think she was there on Saturday, who is she? So if you could just put a caption of your name on it, that'll give me a clue. And what I'll do is I'll go and get you student cards. And places offer discounts and all that kind of stuff. So you get student number, student cards, which you might as well get away with it if you can. Is that all right? Accreditation, AICDP. So that is the Association of International Credit Directors and Professionals. So these are the big boys. And I say, just even to be in a room with half a dozen or 10 credit directors, these guys think differently. They don't work any harder than you do. In fact, they probably work a lot less than you do. Is that all right? And they earn a hell of a lot more than we all do. So it's something to aspire to. So AICDP. So membership is free. So I've given you, there's the website there, AICDP.global. If you just go into membership, click on membership and put in your details, just please sign up for it. They have webinars, we were just talking about, there was a super speaker on blockchain and Bitcoin and all the future of money. There's all sorts of events and stuff coming up. So, you know, and it's free. So, why not?
The German economic level was not.
Wasn't he?
He's brilliant, I don't know, works on a different level completely.
He's the chief economist for DNB, globally. Young guy, but does he know stuff? Yeah, he's very impressive. Yeah, that's the second time I've met him, because he was at a previous event that we had in February. So look, there are events to keep you involved in the whole credit sphere. So isn't it, the course is one thing, we want to broaden your knowledge. You need to be a step ahead of everybody else. That's really what it's all about. So please sign up for AICDP sometime in the next week. And we keep you informed of events and all that good stuff as well. So that's really that. What do you think? Is it exciting? Are you looking forward to it? Engage with it. It's great crack. Yeah, it is great crack. And look, we'll have a bit of fun along the way. And that's the important part. And I said, hopefully we'll help along the way as well. And that's, to me, that's the most important part. So I'll talk to you about collections later. I'm going to switch off my recorder now.